Sometimes they have to wait for the...
1 second.
Yeah. Sure. Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And this will be another in the ongoing series of analysis of presidential candidates, at least two of them. And we've been looking at their human design. We've looked at their hands, hand reading. And now we're actually going to look at the birth cards that they're born into. What cards are they playing? We're going to find out, because it's really important to know what cards they're playing. They can't help it. They have to play these cards. And to help us understand it is a master of understanding the cards that we're all born to and all the cards that we're all playing, including Hillary and Donald. So to help us know the truth about these candidates is the card expert himself, Alexander Dunlop. Alexander, welcome.
Peter, thank you for having me on the show again. It's always good to be with you.
Oh, I'm so glad that we can talk. You know, you're such a mentor to me of cards. I love these cards, and I really have learned so much from you and continue to. Because you're really amazing what you how you understand these and help us understand ourselves. And so we want to look at the cards of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and really understand why they're behaving the way they do and even how they're treated in the world because of that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So, yeah. As you know, we're born into certain cards to play. This deck of cards that we've known as a deck of cards, the 52 cards, same cards we play in Vegas. It's actually an ancient book, and it's a book without a binding. And it's been hidden in plain sight as to its real purpose and its real meaning. It's actually the ancient book of life, none other than. And in other cultures, it was also called the Book of Toth, or the Tablets of Destiny sometimes, as in really old times, it would have been carved into clay tablets. And so this ancient knowledge that we have now resurfacing in our consciousness and, as you said, helping us to understand the patterns of our life, the game plan that we're here as a soul to play out, and we choose to play our cards. And as you said, we can't change our cards to play. We can't change these patterns, but we can choose how we play them. And it's game-changing to know our cards to play. Who do you want to start with? Do you want to start with Hillary or Donald?
Who are you more excited about talking about?
Well, either one. Let's start with Donald Trump. He's playing the Three of Diamonds, and he has a personality of the Ace of Spades. We all have 13 cards, quote-unquote, that we're playing, 13 pages in the Book of Life. And so there's a whole panorama and a whole spectrum of different energies at play, a little bit like an astrological chart. But just focusing on the first two, we get a lot of information. So his Three of Diamonds would tell us that he's got great gut instincts, and he can be like a compass or a barometer, kind of pointing the way or taking the measurement, and he can lead the way. At his best, he can, through his own gut instincts, point the way to a new pathway or a new possibility. And
that's all based on his own understanding of what his gut is telling him, and doesn't mean that his gut is accurate or not.
Well, for him it is. So here's the important part, and when I'm with clients in a one-on-one setting, I'm actually always telling them that their own gut instincts are right for them.
Right.
But you're raising an important point of his gut instincts, his pathway or his compass is pointing him in a certain direction. And we can either get on board with that or not. It's a simple, but it's kind of a binary choice. It's black or white. We can follow his direction or not. So what we're seeing, a lot of politicians trying to mollify him and within the Republican Party, or trying to subdue him, or trying to have him kind of compromise his position. That's not going to work. It would be like trying to ask Bernie Sanders to compromise his positions. Because Bernie Sanders is also playing a three of diamonds.
Wow, that's very interesting.
And I actually made a video about this a little while ago, that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are playing a three of diamonds, and they both effectively became the compass for their respective political parties. Donald Trump became the compass pointing the direction of his party, and Bernie Sanders became the compass pointing the direction of his party. And he notably shifted Hillary Clinton towards his bearing, towards where he wanted to go. So they both have that ability. And for Donald Trump, he is not going to compromise. He has his way of doing things. And you may know that his campaign slogan, his campaign manager, was "Let Donald be Donald," or "Let Trump be Trump," because you can't change him. And even his own wife has said that about him in interviews. She can't change him. So we either, as an electorate, as a populace, we either are going to agree with what his instincts are telling him are the right way, or we're going to say, no, that's not the direction we want to go. But we're not going to bend him or alter his course.
Right, and that's because it's gut-driven. And also, the three wants to play in a big world. The three enters into groups and countries.
he wants to be part of a larger his own court.
Right. They want to lead, but they want to lead in a larger society, not just in their own bedroom or whatever.
Well, they want to apply their compass needle. They want to apply their direction everywhere they go. And so on the downside, and as I said, we're all here to play our cards. And so we have free will. And often how we choose to play our cards is really a reflection of the level of our consciousness. So at a lower vibration, this three of diamonds energy can be really pigheaded and stubborn. Like, I will do it my way. I will take my toys and go home if you don't play with me the way I want to play. Right? At a higher vibration, it would be looking to find the larger, as you say, the larger possibilities, and what is the higher direction that we could all take together. And we saw a lot of that from Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, was playing a much more evolved version of the three of diamonds. And
did he have the same personality card? It would be different.
He had the same. They actually had the identical cards. Bernie Sanders also has a three of diamonds and an ace of spades as his personality.
Wow. That's amazing. That's very rare.
Well, it's very interesting, and that at this point in our history as a nation, that two leading candidates for the presidency both were acting or wanting to act as the compass, pointing our nation in the direction that they both saw that we need to go. And that's been the theme, as you probably know, that we feel as an electorate like our country has lost direction. That's what a lot of the polls say, that people feel like we've lost our direction as a nation. So along comes Donald Trump saying, I know the way. I have the direction. And that really resonates. People really like that. Just even that he's saying, I have the way and I know the way. It doesn't matter that it may not serve us well or it may be pigheaded and foolish, but it really resonates with the electorate. And that's, in my opinion, why he's gotten a lot of traction in this election versus other times where he's tried to run for office.
Right.
Because now we want a direction. Yeah.
I believe that everybody buys into our cards, whether they know anything about the cards or not.
That's right.
We actually project our cards in the world, and people read them without even knowing what they're reading.
Exactly. These are energy patterns. So the cards, which I think they're actually pages in a book, but we know them as cards, these cards are just symbolic representations of energy patterns. And we're born into these energy patterns. And so Donald Trump shows up with this energy of, I know the way. And as you said, we feel it. Like dogs smell fear. We feel this from him. Like, wow, this guy knows the way. let's follow him. And even before he opens his mouth, he has that energetic valence on the crowd. So,
but it's fascinating to me, though, that Bernie and Donald both have the same cards, and yet one appears to be much more corruptible than the other.
I would say neither. I, you know, to his credit, Donald Trump is notably incorruptible. He may be shady and unethical in some of his practices.
That's what I mean. He's not corruptible about himself. He himself can't be corrupted, but he plays an unethical hand, whereas I don't believe that Bernie does.
Yeah, it is fascinating, and this is one of the limitations of this system of knowledge, is that it leaves a lot of room for us to have free will in how we play our cards. So it's both a limitation in that it doesn't tell us why Donald is playing his cards the way he is, or why Bernie is playing them the way he is. But on the other hand, it leaves us a lot of open space for our own free will to choose how we play these cards in a less deterministic fashion.
At some point, I want to look at Bernie Sanders' human design, because we just recently did a show on the human design charts of Hillary and Donald, and we could see a lot of these other characteristics, because it has so much more different kinds of information that adds to it. That's why I love all of these divining tools, because they keep on adding to the knowledge of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And when we put them together, we can understand some of these things that one system, human design, doesn't tell us all the wonderful things that the cards tell us, and the cards don't tell us all the wonderful things that human design tells us, and yet they match very well. They integrate very well.
Yeah. And there's certainly other aspects in the life path of the Three of Diamonds that would indicate having blind spots or having lower ways of expressing oneself. For instance, the Mars energy for the Three of Diamonds is the Seven of Diamonds. And if you know astrology, you know Mars is aggression and masculine side, and it's where we put our goals and our passions. And the Seven of Diamonds is interesting in that it can be either high or low. It's the sevens flip-flop between low and high. So in that energy, we can see how one could either play a high set of values in their masculine aggressive passions or a very low set of values. So that would be where we would see that pivot point between how they each think of themselves as a man, right? Because this is Mars energy, is how am I as a man? And what does it mean to be a man? And so if Donald learned, or through his family heritage or his upbringing, that you undercut whenever you can and you take advantage wherever you can, that would be a low side of the Seven of Diamonds. The higher side of the Seven of Diamonds as a masculine energy is, let's elevate our values and let's lift up to a higher plane, one that is inclusive of all. And that's what Bernie Sanders was talking about.
Great. All right, now, they also have the Ace of Spades. How does that figure into this?
Yeah, so the Ace of Spades as the personality is a blossoming of consciousness. This Ace of Spades is the new seed of life and the bringing forth of awareness that wasn't there before. So people with this energy to play would be trying to, and through their energy, they would be effectively bringing forth a new way of seeing things. And certainly Bernie Sanders did that. He opened up the dialogue in the national political debate about these important topics that were kind of buried. And I feel like Donald Trump is actually doing in his own way the same thing. He's bringing to light a lot of things that were otherwise subterranean or hidden or whispered but not talked about openly in a sort of negative way. He's bringing to light a lot of the right-wing political views. What I think is happening is he's just saying publicly what gets talked about privately. And he's giving voice to the hidden fears and whispered beliefs of, unfortunately, a large segment of the population. So he's bringing that all to light so that we can see it. And I think that inadvertently, he's going to help us all shift to a higher level of consciousness as a result, because he's bringing to light there's a lot of racism still in this country. And he's to light
He's a great foil for us.
Well, he is a great foil, exactly. And I'm impressed that a lot of other leading Republicans are stepping up and saying, hey, we don't like this. This is not who we are. It's not what we want. And this is not good for our country. So in that sense, he is bringing forth a flowering of consciousness, a new seed of life, again, inadvertently, and as a foil, as a villain in the story. But he is still playing his cards.
That's wonderful. Now, let's look at Hillary's cards, and they're also very fascinating in different ways.
Well, yeah, and so she's playing the Nine of Hearts as her primary energy. And her secondary energy is the Queen of Spades, what we might call the personality card. And the Queen of Spades would mean that on the surface, she's like the Ice Queen. And that's often how she's been criticized, that she's stoic and unfeeling, unemotional. She often gets lampooned on the Colbert show for not showing any emotion or not knowing how to show emotion. And the Queen of Spades can be like that. It's the queen of consciousness, and it's trying to be perfect, trying to appear perfect. And so that can certainly work against Hillary. But on the other hand, it would mean she has a lot of poise and can present herself well. I'd actually would like to see more of that from her. I'm starting to see more of that from her. I've noticed she's starting to look more presidential. And I actually, just for full disclosure, I campaigned for Bernie Sanders and I voted for Bernie Sanders, but I am noticing that Hillary is stepping more into her sense of self. But the problem for Hillary has been that she's not playing her Nine of Hearts primary energy very well. And I made a video about this as well. The Nine of Hearts is like a humanitarian, taking our emotions and our feelings up to the next level. So having universal compassion and embracing all people. She does have this in her messaging. She does say, together we're stronger. And she does talk about these kinds of things more so now. But it would behoove her to really show her feelings and let down her guard and be more vulnerable. And yet this is the very thing that she obviously has tried to protect herself from. Even this whole debacle of keeping her emails private, it's a very low expression of the Nine of Hearts. It's a fear of being heartbroken. It's a fear of being betrayed or taken advantage of. And certainly she gets a lot of that. And you mentioned that early in the show about how people interact with us and respond to our cards to play. And when someone is in the low vibration of the Nine of Hearts, as she has been, they're going to get a lot of attacks, as she has, because that, again, unconsciously, subconsciously, the fear of I'm going to be betrayed, I better keep my heart protected, that fear attracts the very thing that she's afraid of.
Well,
so by operating in a hidden, what's that?
It seems to me that, you know, nines have to do with taking full breaths of life, really trying to
being expansive,
have it all. And when you breathe that deeply in life, in the expression of life, you can be vulnerable because you're exposed.
Well, exactly. And yet that's her great strength. For instance, if she were to be, and she kind of has, if she were to say, hey, listen, I made mistakes, I'm a human being. We all make mistakes. What's important is that I'm learning from my mistakes and I'm willing to listen and embrace a wider variety of perspectives so that we can all together create the nation that we want. That would be really strongly resonant and powerful for her Nine of Hearts energy. And people would get on board with that. just as you said, subconsciously or unconsciously, the same way people got on board with Donald Trump saying, I know the way, follow me, because that resonates with his cards. As Hillary stands up and says, this is what I feel, and let's all feel this together, that will resonate really strongly.
See, what really can work for Hillary is if she learns what her cards are and how she's playing them or not, and how vulnerable she is in them or not. That's why it's really important for people to know their cards, because then they see how the choices they have to play the game appropriately or not.
Exactly. And so for her, the irony, the bitter irony, is that her fear of vulnerability is actually what's making her vulnerable to attack. If she were open-hearted, if she took the lead, like, here's an example. I remember the story of Angelina Jolie, who's got totally different cards to play, so that's not relevant here. But she, when she had her twins, she preempted the media by taking pictures of her twins and selling them to the soap opera digest magazines. So that way she avoided the paparazzi chasing her for pictures, and then she donated the money to charity. So she preempted that. If Hillary were to preempt all this attacks on her vulnerability by really coming clean and being totally vulnerable, it would be super powerful. It would be really authentic. But it would mean being vulnerable. And so that's her choice, as you say. Her vulnerability is actually her strength, because as we feel her passion, and then from everything I know, people who know her personally say that she is a really warm-hearted, generous person when you get to know her privately. But that doesn't come across publicly.
Well, I think you're also including that the Queen, and I think both cards are driven by a higher purpose. The Queen is the nurturer. The Queen wants to give, and the Nine wants to hold life in the biggest way possible.
Well, right, and so the Queen energy is also an advocate energy. It's like, let me advocate for those who don't have a voice. But you're also right that there is, as I mentioned, the Ice Queen aloof energy of the Queen of Spades that can keep her wanting, mean that she'll want to keep her distance.
But I think the aloofness comes from just the position of the Queen being a target, being vulnerable, because she's in such an esteemed place that's a target in itself. And so it can drive people to shut down in ways to protect themselves.
Well, it can be. It is. I mean, I know people playing the Queen of Spades who aren't in politics, and they have the same thing. They have that patterning already ingrained where they may believe, and again, this is their own energy, they may believe that I'm stronger if I'm more aloof. And if I keep myself at a distance, that will mean I'm stronger. So they would have that whether they're in politics or not. But you're right, it certainly can be magnified under that national glare. Let me keep myself removed so that I can be stronger.
And we talked about another card of Trump, the Seven, adds to the picture. Are there any particular other cards that Hillary has that...
Yes, well, absolutely. I mean, they all add to the picture, but the one in particular that really stands out for me with Hillary is she has the King of Clubs as her Pluto card, and the Pluto is the shadow side of us. It's the side of us that we may not fully be aware of, we're learning to integrate. And the King of Clubs is the King of Knowledge. And again, from what I've read about her, people who know her talk about how smart she is. And yet, having the King of Clubs in the shadow would mean other people see it, but she may not see it about herself. In other words, she may be insecure about what she knows or what she doesn't know. So it would be important for her to trust her own knowing. Now, what we've seen, again, as a criticism of her, is that she hasn't really stood for truth. She's kind of been fickle. She's gone this way and that way, and she's been with the wind, and that's one of the big criticisms of her, that she hasn't taken a stand. for her knowledge and for her truth. And that would, and the explanation of that I would give from the system of knowledge is that she's not aware of just how smart she is, or she's not really taking ownership of her own noble virtues, her own noble truth. And she, it would behoove her to face this shadow in herself and to own the king of clubs.
Yeah. Part of the shadow comes from it being, but from life making it the shadow also, that life challenges us in our shadow,
right.
And makes us question ourselves, because it makes it clear that other people don't trust that shadow card.
Well, they do and they don't. And this is the interesting thing. People often are more aware of our own shadow than we are. And this can be the cause of endless friction in romantic situations, because our partner sees our shadow clearly while we don't, because it's our shadow. So we don't see it clearly. So that's where it's helpful to have a trusted confidant who we can trust, who will tell us, hey, this is what your shadow is, because we can't see it for ourselves.
Well, because also other people see it, not just our trusted ones, and will challenge us in our shadows, because they know that that's our weakness.
Yes.
And they chop us down that way. So that's one of the reasons why Hillary is attacked so much.
Well, right, she's attacked for whether or not she holds... The King of Clubs is the final arbiter of knowledge. He's the one who decides. He holds the sword of truth. This is true. This is false.
So if she's president,
we
want her to be true to that if she's president.
Well, exactly. It's an awesome power to wield, and it would take a lot of courage to really own that and say, this is true and this is false. And she's obviously wavered a lot on that, and then she gets criticized for that.
Right.
So it's important for her to be really clear in her own ability, because it's in there. Because in our shadow is our genius. And with my clients, I'm often telling them that for them to live their full potential and to really master the game of life is to own the power of the shadow as their true genius. It's like the mythological story of Arthur, King Arthur pulling the sword out of the stone.
We actually are coming to the end of the show, so we can't really get into a new story. We'll deal with King Arthur's cards another time. We don't know his birth date, though.
So, well, just the story of pulling the sword out of the stone. For Hillary, it's pulling the King of Clubs out of the shadow. So
that's great. Alexander Dunlop, how can people find you?
SpiritualNutrition.org is the website, and it's a nonprofit foundation, the Center of Spiritual Nutrition. And there's a free lookup tool on the website to look up your cards to play. So you can go to SpiritualNutrition.org, put in your date of birth, and look up your cards to play.
That's great. Alexander Dunlop, so wonderful to talk with you. This has been very enlightening, and I hope our audience now has a better understanding of these candidates. So thanks so much for being a guest on Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And this is Peter Ross, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.